Peep stage.
Word.
Baylor does all the talking.
It's a taste. It's
all
a taste
the intros and outros.
This gets me giddy for stage. I'm just ready to do a backflip off the stage.
Yeah.
Into the crowd's arms. You know what I mean? Gracefully get caught.
Yo, so this is all being recorded. So you have to start doing all these things on stage.
You're speaking it into existence. Exactly.
Everybody that comes to a Philly G and Balin show,
exactly.
You better be prepared to catch these.
If you pull up to the front, so you can catch the crowd.
Balin, that's on him.
Yo, listen, I'm jumping into the crowd and I'm bringing Philly with me.
And if you go to their show and if you see them on stage and they're getting to the last song and they have not dove into the crowd yet, I want you to call them out.
Please call me out
and say, "Get out here!
Please
get out here! I want you to make a space, a safe space,
please,
for them to leap into." And you know, it's up to you, Boston, to help them bring their show to the next level.
I just
you feed off the energy the crowd gives you, and if the crowd is not giving you the jump inside me energy.
Pause.
Wow.
Yeah.
he does the pause game, so like I gotta see if he's gonna or not.
I'll say this. When I do crowd surf, okay, if I do not fall, everybody whose hands has touched my body, pause, you are gonna get a shot from your boy. You're getting a shot and
I don't know if that's facts.
If you catch Balin, we'll buy the bar. Facts.
We're buying the bar if you catch. That's facts. Like, you heard it here right
but
now.
Balin specifically, because I'm not jumping in. Also, last thing I'm going to say, Steve just texted me, your Facebook page is Philly G Music, you clown. Did that a while back. You're good to go.
Shout out to Sim Fool.
Yeah,
yo, so we got to get out of here. All right, we'll be back next week with Latrell James. This is his new record, OK, produced by Billy Loman. Live Free or Die.
LFOV.
Number one, don't trust no politicians, okay? Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay? I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay? It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay? Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay? Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay? I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay? It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay? I probably kill myself from bottle sipping, okay? Cause I be drinking just to solve my issues, okay? I spent 200 on some scratcher tickets, okay? And I ain't make a buck on none of them, okay? My luck been running now, Larry Bird had his clover, Michael Jordan had a Pippin, wake me up when it's all over. I been down, but don't fuss, down in the cup,
drain.
Round in my cup, this ain't Henny pimping. Bank account was looking low, having thoughts of hitting Brink so I could pay his way to college before he see kindergarten. Work this 9 to 5 till I get a new position, and it's paying 12 an hour. The system. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your.
WMFO in Medford, this is Sky By here. This is a band called the Black Halos. That was Tom Bakewell of Snakes with a song called Gotta Find Her Up There, said CD Lookout Tower. Before that, we had Carissa Johnson, who was on last week with her CD Talk, Talk, Talk. The song I played off of that was Shatter. And we had the Black Halos with Some Things Never Fall. Right now, I'm here with Jim Melanson, Smitty, and Daniel.
Daniel Gill.
That's right. Daniel Gill's from Ray Bird. Right?
Ray Bard.
Ray Bard.
Yeah.
Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk, Jim and Smitty.
That's easy for you to say.
Right? Should we get that out of the way?
Your New England accent on that, it makes it even better. My Midwestern, it's kind
of
rolled, but you know, it's like
the
stuff you put on your wall. It's, you're putting on caulking.
Right.
It's like the Cox of the Walk.
Well, let's get that out the way. What's with the name?
All right.
Come
so,
about. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
The originator of the name is our lead singer, one of our lead singers, guitar player Fred Pinot.
Of Atlantic's fame.
Of the Atlantic's fame. And so like about 2-3 rehearsals in, it was kind of like, hey, all right, what do you want to call this outfit? And he mentioned a story, I forget his friend's name, but he had a friend who was in the hospital and getting ready to pass. Very good friend. They were talking about band names. And his friend was like, you know, you should call, if you ever do a band, you should call this band Little Billy Lost. And Fred, like myself, when I heard that, it's like, Little Billy Lost, that's just, it's so whimsical. It's like, there's a whole story there. And he goes, but that's not all of it. Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk. So it immediately registered with me because my family back in Detroit had an office supply company that they bought in the late 50s. But this office supply company was around forever. And there's pictures of the building that this office supply building was in going back to 1911. And right next to this 7, 8, 9 story building, there is an advertisement for, I think it's like Altus Beer or something. No, Alias Beer.
Uh-huh.
And underneath they had the tagline in this cool, like, snaky S, which is like part of our logo, and it said, Atlas Beer for the Cox of the Walk. And it was just, so when
really?
Fred said, so cool. Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk, I'm like, I'm
the
in.
The wall said it.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Let's
the
do
wall
it.
Said it.
So, Jesus. Of course, to, you know, that's abbreviate great, too sweet, we're Little Billy Lost. But if you really want to get your hands dirty, we're Little Billy Lost in the Cox of the Walk.
But you have to be willing to get your hands dirty.
I've done it. It's happened.
And yeah, and the truth is, you know, yeah, there's a short list of people. It's like, oh, no, that's too long. But there's some people, they like
they dig it.
The whole name.
They like the whole thing, the Cox and the Walk and the Lost and the Billy and everything. And a little bit about Ray Bard.
Yeah, Ray Bard. The name, so Ray is like a ray of light, and I was originally we were going to call it Ray Bard, like R-A-Y, But there's like, there's like an accountant in Montana named Ray Bard. So cause I looked it up, and so Ray is R-A-I is Old French for light. And I thought that was just a cool. It looks better too, you know. The R-A-I is kind of interesting, although in general, it gets like it's seemingly a little bit harder for people to remember. But I like it anyway. It kind of fits us, this idea of more like I don't know, dare I say, some sort of like spirituality to the music, some sort of light or something coming from internal, I guess.
We can hear a debut in about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a tune I just finished recording it, and then I mixed and put a quick master on it. So whether the master stays the same, I don't know. But I think the mix is just about right. So,
all right. Well, we're going to play a lot of music here.
Yes.
So I'm going to get going with something by Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk. Following that with Ray Bard. Probably play another from here on. After this, it's just gonna be Little Billy Lost,
yeah,
but I had to
it.
Get that out.
That's
once.
That's why we made it that way,
right? So, here's some music.
Get inside, you don't mind for a while. Let's suppose you wake up with just enough time for you to swallow your pride. You're feeling like you're winning again. Sit here. Take another lonely night.
WMFO in Medford. That was the instrumental version of Monument by Little Billy Lost. Before that, we heard Visions of You, a debut by...
Ray Bard.
Debut as far as being played, right?
It's the first time I've ever played on there, man. Thank you.
And we played Dog on a Wire, also by Little Billy.
Yeah.
We'll talk a bit about the show.
Let's please do, Mr. Skyrock.
Do it.
So, you know, aside from the fact that... Skybar and I, we keep running into each other at shows. We keep promising, you got to come on the show. This is our debut.
It is.
On the Skybar. For those of you out there, I don't call Skybar. I call him Skyrock because he is the rock.
I try to play a lot of rock, so it fits.
That's right. So aside from coming in and playing nice with Skyrock, we're here to promote our show that we're doing together. At the Midway Cafe this Saturday, March 24th, and the draw of the bunch is John Pajita, International Airport.
He's fantastic, the guy.
None of this even happens without him. Nick Blakey,
Rumble Rock and Roll winner from the past.
You got it. And just an amazing performer in every way. Yep, and Nick Blakey, who books Midway Cafe, said, "You get John Pajita. You can bring in whoever the heck you want."
Nick's been on the show.
Yeah, Nick, I love Nick. Nick's great. So what we're going to do here is actually, I may imply an order of the band, but you don't know the order of these bands. So you have to come early and see how we actually do the order.
We're not to speak of the order of the bands.
Yes, the order shall not. But I'm just going to mention all the band's names, and then you can figure out, you know, what the
generally when that happens with me, and I'll be a pain in the ass, I'll be like, so I'll message him, "What time you going on?"
Yeah.
I always do that.
Yeah, we shan't speak of it on your show.
That's right. Okay. You all tell. After. Everyone else, it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Okay. Kind of like the lyrics to that last song.
Yes. Yeah. Which,
you will hear.
You have to come to the show to hear the actual lyrics.
Yep. Or not.
Or not.
You have to pay the cover if you want to hear the lyrics.
That's right. You got to pay to hear the lyrics.
You want to play, you got to pay.
So the bands on the bill, in addition to John Pajita International Airport, are the I Want You, with Jim Gerdeman, who actually was the very first bass player for Fire King. For the first time we had Tony and we played together just as a duo a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And when we got a hold of Jim Gerdeman back in the day, he's a guitar player. Every bass player we had was a guitar player. He's like, "Oh, I'm not really a bass." I said, "We don't care. Just come on in." And so this is the first time I'm going to be playing with Jim and his band, The I Want You. Which I just love.
So are they fairly new, or they just come together?
Well, he's been around for a little bit. He's had a bunch of bands. I think the I Want You is fairly new, but he has a new configuration of band members, if I'm remembering the story correctly. So this is a newish version of the I Want You. Then there's this band, crazy long name. I don't know where the heck they got it from. Little Billy Lost and Something Walking. I have no idea.
Cox of the Walk.
Yes. Then... possibly next, I don't know, because we're not saying.
The order's random.
John Pajita International Airport. Mm-hmm. And then another band stuck in there somewhere. Maybe they're opening, maybe they're second. I don't really know. Ray Bard. And those are the four bands for the bill this Saturday. Sweet. The doors are going to be open at 9. Music starts probably like 9:15, 9:30. A whole $7. That leaves you so much money for drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. $7.
And you'll get the lyrics to that last
song. And the lyrics. $7. Leftover money for drinks. You get the lyrics. 21 plus.
And people complain about the Midway because they think it's like the end of the world. But the parking is awesome.
Yes.
The only club I've ever been, you can guarantee park. There's no meters. There's
amazing.
There's a big, long stretch of parking.
That's fabulous. Wow.
Big ass field across the street. You can park anywhere. There's a park.
That's the actual name of the field, by the way. Big ass field.
A lot of parking.
I thought it was big ass parking.
Either one. They all
park
work.
Your big ass
down. It's the Midway Cafe. For those of you who don't have the interwebs, that's 3496 Washington Street. Jamaica Plain, and telephone number if you want to buy advance tickets or find out what's going on is 617-524-9038. And to say we are excited to do this show is an understatement. It really it's going to be a great time, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's a good crew. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to play. So go ahead.
No, I would say we just played this last week at Thunder Road, and so we're kind of
I like Thunder Road.
Yeah, nice place. Yeah,
yeah, it's a nice room.
And
the thing in Thunder Road, you get that elevated stage, which is cool.
That's very nice. Yeah,
because oftentimes, like remember the old Rat, you'd be like, if you were more than eight people deep, you really had trouble seeing anything.
That's amazing.
You didn't need to anyway.
The Rat. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But Thunder Road's maybe a little too pristine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Good sound guy, though. Man.
Yeah.
It was cool. But anyway, so we're trying to play.
Things a little dirtier than Thunder Road. Yeah.
Midway Cafe.
Yeah,
it's a perfect medium, yes.
Right. We're happy to play anywhere, but...
a gig's a gig, right?
Yeah, I actually lived around the block from the Midway Cafe many moons ago, and we played a couple shows there. I literally just walked my drum kit over to the club. It was during the summertime. It was the best feeling. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just took it. I just set it in the living room, went back, grabbed more, brought it back. Drinking, not a problem. I'm not driving.
Right.
You know? I mean, it was like, I don't live near it anymore, but I loved playing.
Now
I
he has to drink and drive.
Now I have to drink and drive. I apologize.
Forced to.
Yeah, no.
Let's get to the music. This is John Powhatan International Airport.
Fashionista, like she owned a big piece of the bistro. Walking like she took it, my brother, because maybe she does. In a smooth light on the Albertina, where she launched a little magazine. Launch it like a rocket when you write us like guys, so money's alright. Thank you.
All right, that was the Atlantics with Lonely Hearts. John Paul Hyder, International Airport with Airport Life. The hour's flying by.
It's flying, and, man.
Whoa. I'm here with Jim, Daniel, Smitty.
Having a great time. And, thank you, Skyrock.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. But sure. But I figured before we just played a lot of tunes, we should get back one more time and talk a bit about your, Smitty, your you're still heavily involved in the Detroit scene too.
I go
right?
back there like 2-3 times a year.
I know, it's where
I can't come from, and I try to bring my Detroit sensibility to Boston.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. People are always asking me, both in Boston and Detroit, they want to know the differences between the two scenes. And the similarities before the differences is that both cities, both towns are just great rock towns.
Yeah.
I mean, the history of rock in Boston and the history of rock in Detroit, are you kidding me? Yeah. I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody. I mean, I love the music scene here. You know, aside from the fact that I have a beautiful house and I like living here.
So you're not moving back to Detroit.
No, people are always asking me because I go back. It's like, why don't you move back to Detroit? And it's like, you know, well, you know, like that question should answer itself. But I love the music scene in Detroit.
Which is why you stay involved in it.
Yeah, exactly. And I go back there, and the big thing that I do there, I usually do it in August, is called the Detroit All-Star Garage Rock Punk Review. Getting ready to do my third one, and it just kind of works out that in addition to being just the luckiest person on the planet for playing drums in Little Billy Lost, I am going to be debuting something in...
You're not supposed to talk about it.
I can't really
Cat's out of the bag.
Nope.
That's how you get people interested.
It might be happening at once. It might be happening on June 23rd.
I think there's a future project.
But I'm here. I'm all Midway Cafe this Saturday with
Locked
the I Want
in.
You, Little Billy Lost and Cox of the Walk, John Paul Hyder International Airport, and Ray Bar this Saturday. 9 o'clock doors, $7 to get in. It just, you know, that's the whole reason why we're here, aside from the fact that I love Skyrock to death.
Why not?
Yes, indeed. But, so, you know, Boston, Detroit, Boston. You know, if I were a wealthier guy, I would, like, bring Boston bands to Detroit and the Detroit bands to Boston. That may actually happen at some point because a lot of people want to do it. A lot of Detroit bands, oh, we want to come to Boston. A lot of Boston, oh, we want to go to Detroit. Yeah. But, you know, you got to figure stuff out. And that probably will happen one day.
Right.
Cool. So, but, yeah, all Detroit, right. Boston. Been here since 85. You know, came out here with a little band on Sire, Figures on a Beach.
Is that like a segue? Because I...
I can see your computer screen.
Because I'm going to play some music, and then we'll have time for one more babble.
One more babble. Let's play some music.
No, but this is that band he was just talking about.
as one can see. Neighboring valleys for those who flee into a zone to be saved. Always from fear that I can't explain. The real prophet, he spends his life.
right, guys. This has been a blast. Quick, though, right?
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, man. I can't believe
it. An hour. Just flies by.
Yeah.
Music.
Quickie.
That's what you said when we were standing outside,
yeah.
Smitty.
It's like, this is going to go by so fast. And look, it went by. It did.
Amazing. We could have played music for another half an hour.
We could have.
Easily. I'm going to make the 10 o'clock news and be in bed by...
Yeah.
My kids would still be able to tuck me in.
Right.
There you go.
I get time to go home, get more gas for my snowblower for tomorrow.
Which we just got bumped up.
Yeah. Weather report over here says 10 to 14 inches.
Not good news.
That's not good.
Oh, man. No. Well, thankfully it's happening.
Let it come. Let it come.
You know, maybe it'll be all like won't really happen.
Fluff.
You know, come on.
Yeah, I'll take fluff.
Maybe it'll rain instead.
So before we play music,
one more time, Smitty.
One more time.
And then
here
we're
going
to close with some Little Billy.
I'll do my radio announcer voice. Saturday, March 24th, the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. The bands on the bill are the I Want You, Little Billy Lost, and the Cox of the Walk. John Pajita International Airport, and Ray Bard. Tickets are $7. Doors at 9 p.m. 21 plus.
Fantastic.
That was great.
Don't forget your bartenders and waitresses. Hey.
That's right.
All right. This is WMFO in Medford. We're listening to Sky Bar. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Sky Bar.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Anytime. We're going to close another one from Little Billy Lost. Get there Saturday night at the Midway. Thanks.